Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I am taking Evangeline Bernard's place for today. She is the host of New Destiny Ministry. And I am your host for today, Evangelist Kinnaman. You are welcome to hear the Word of God today. We are going to the Word as I give a prayer. Open a prayer in Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your kindness, God. Lord Jesus, have your way on this broadcast, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch the minds and the hearts of your people everywhere, God. Oh, God, bless your people today, Lord Jesus. Have your divine will, God. Lord Jesus, heal sick bodies today. Loose the band of weakness. Undo heavy burden. Set the captive free today, Jesus, in your holy name. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your written word that comes from heaven down to us, Lord Jesus, that we can live by your word. We can be holy by your word. Lord Jesus, asking you, God, Jesus, bless, Lord, bless those that need a blessing today. Bless those, God, that are looking for you, God, to do a new thing in them today, God. Bless the family, Lord, that's on this broadcast, God. Bless the family, Jesus. Oh, God, bring in the family members. Turn their heart around to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, save to the utmost, Lord. Oh, God, you know that people need you, Lord, right now. And, God, right now, God, have your mighty way. Hallelujah. God, I glorify you. I give you all the praise because it's due to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Hallelujah. Build up, Lord. What was torn down, God. Lift up the down head today, Lord. Give, Lord, strength to the feeble. Give strength, Lord, that thou hast strength. Give strength today, God. Renew minds today, God. Have your holy way, God. Jesus, there's people, Lord, that need you, Lord. There's people looking for restoration. There's people, Lord, on this line, God. Your people, Lord, is thirsty and hungry after your word today, God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Rescue, Lord. Rescue. Rescue the lost souls today. Heal, Lord, the broken heart. Hallelujah. God, Jesus, you are holy God, you're the Savior of the world today. God, Jesus, I pray, God, hallelujah, have your mighty way, God, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray to God. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope it was had a little I want to apologize. I had a little trouble get me on the line, and I hope everybody's on the line today. Hallelujah. To hear the word of God, hallelujah, straight from heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to open up in Jeremiah. Hallelujah. The first chapter of Jeremiah. Hey, God called him, first chapter and the fourth and fifth verse. It says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Thee and before thou came forth out of the belly, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Hallelujah. The Lord hath raised me up for his glory, for his praise. He ordained me. He hath put his word down in my belly that the people of God and the people that need the word of God shall be being made whole. Hallelujah. I know someone needs to be made whole today. I know someone in need of a word from the Holy Ghost. I know there's somebody out there looking and looking, Lord, for an answer today. Hallelujah. God, I know that you will complete what you started today inside of the people that listen on this phone. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. And Jeremiah, you know, his name was Jehovah, has appointed. And that was a task God gave him to have, a spiritual task. He was appointed a prophet before his birth. I just read the scripture. And even today, before we was born in our mother womb, he knew us. He knew that we were going to be sinful because during the time of Abraham, God had created him. And God said, let us make man like him. That's in Genesis, the second chapter, and Genesis, the third. But it was Adam was obedient. His wife, she was obedient as well. But God put Adam in the garden to dress it, take care of it. But along came the enemy, Satan. He came to steal, kill, destroy. So he worked on Eve because he knew Eve was a weaker vessel. And so he told Eve, if you eat this fruit, you shall not die. But he was lying in the beginning. And that's why we needed Jesus, because no one on earth could not live holy. And as today, we cannot live holy unless we connected to the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost. The Lord wants us to stand firm, stand holy. He wants us to live according to his word. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word today. Hallelujah. I thank God for the listener that's on the phone line right now. It's hungry for the word. God, hallelujah, he got a lesson for you. Those that came on this line, you won't leave the same. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. And these people, hallelujah, during the Old Testament time, God had chose Israel, but they were unfruitful. They were sinful. They didn't obey the word of God. Hallelujah. So therefore, Jesus sent his son, Jesus. He sent him for us, that we be made righteous in him. Jesus came, 3 John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The reason Lord having me to speak it like this, you have to be holy in order to give God praise. You have to be disconnected from Satan in order for God to, hallelujah, bless you. In order for God to mold you, shape you, and be like him. He wants us to be like him. Day by day, not just this day, but every day of our life, we should give God the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. And the Lord has told me to go to his holy word and give to his people what they need. And what we need, today we're living in, we know this is unfruitfulness world. I went on, I turned my TV on, and I heard about Israel fighting against Gaza. So we know that Israel was God's chosen people. And we know that God is coming soon. There's, you know, we see the time. The times are near. And we don't want to be lost. Because God said he was not to be lost. But all comes to repentance. We are his people in the sheep of his pasture. We are the one God chose to stand for righteousness today. Stand no matter what you go through. Stand on God's word. Because if you stand and you stay firm, God will bring you out. He will bring you out of situations that you never thought before. I know God brought me out. And he yet bringing me out. Hallelujah. Every trial you face, God Almighty can bring you out of that trial. That situation is nothing too hard for God. The word says that.
So we have to be mindful of God, who he is. He's almighty, all-knowing, omnipotent God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God sent his word to his people now. His word is written. And it should be written in our heart. And one scripture says, "Thy word I hid in my heart, I may not sin against thee." In your heart, when you have God in your heart and the word takes resident inside of you, you're going to live by the word of God. Hallelujah. Your mind is already made up when you live by God's word. Nothing cannot sway you to the left. Nothing cannot sway you. You'll stand firm on God's holy word. Hallelujah. I want to go to one scripture, and then we'll go to the book of praising the Lord and how his people should be magnified him. Hallelujah. Day by day. Not sometimes, but all the time. He wants us to give him glory, because truly, this is the day the Lord has made. And we shall be glad and rejoice in it. Hallelujah. I'm going quickly to Romans 5th chapter 8 verse. And it says, "But God commend his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Hallelujah. And the only way we save and deliver is through the blood of Jesus. By his blood he shed on Calvary. Hallelujah. We are his chosen people today. Hallelujah. We know the world needs a savior. They are lost without Christ. And we know that the word of God is forever settled. His word won't change because somebody's not obeying the word of God. It's still the same. We have to be mindful what God told us to do, that we'll be blessed people on this earth. Not cursed people, but blessed. When scripture says, "The blessing of the Lord make it rich, and he had no sorrow with it." I am so grateful in my soul, hallelujah, that the Lord brought me out of sin and shame. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for his holy word today. I thank God because this is alive. God on my side. Oh, God on my side. Jesus' word will never fail. His word will endure to the end. God's word is the same. So we have to be in him in order to be said of God, in order to have the right direction. But we know outside of God, there is no hope. But in God, there is a hope of glory through Christ Jesus. They give us hope through the Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ is a holy one, and he wants a resident in us. He wants to be, hallelujah, he wants to be happy. Jesus wants to be so happy that his children love him. We have to love God more than anything on this earth, even more than your children, even more than your cars, your home, even more than anything we are. God give us this day on this earth. We must not put those things before God. Because God is a jealous God. He said, put no other God before him. Any other little G God is a God and is not of God. These are things of the world. Yes, God give us things to enjoy in this world, but don't let those things take over you, that you cannot get a praise in your mouth. Hallelujah. That you cannot woke up, that God woke us up this morning. You can praise God because he allowed us to see another day that we never seen it before. Hallelujah. God, we have to praise the Lord for his goodness, for his kindness, tender mercy. God is for everlasting. purpose. He's looking for someone to give him glory right now. He's looking for someone to give him the praise. Hallelujah. God is worthy. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah. At all times. No matter. Hallelujah. Your circumstances is today. It doesn't matter. But only what matters is you are in the will of God. That's what matters. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart to be right. He's looking to see, are you clean? He's looking to see that he can use you as a vessel that he wants to use. He can't use an unclean vessel. God is a holy God. You have to be born again. You must be born again. Now, born again, I'm talking about not that old birth, our mother births in the womb. I'm talking about the new birth, when Jesus Christ brought us out of sin, when we gave our life to him and repented our sin to him. We've been brought and begotten in the royal family. Jesus, that is his people, hallelujah, in the royal family. Those that love him, those that want to live right, those that say, yes, Lord, I can't live without you. Lord, I need you. I'm going to praise in spite of what I'm going through today. I'm going to give you the glory. Hallelujah. Because the glory belongs to you, Jesus. I take not your glory today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll praise the Lord today because he is worthy. He is worthy today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 27 and 1 and 2 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, come upon me, eat my flesh, they stumble and fail. Because we know God is sustaining us. We know God is holding us because we belong to him. When the wicked ones, that means the enemy, the ones that robbed us for what we needed a long time ago, the enemy, he took, hallelujah, he robbed us of a lot of things, but we didn't come to the knowledge of God then. We didn't know God. But when God opened your eyes, somebody ministered to you and told you that there's a better way, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I thank God for opening my eyes today. That's why I can give true praise. That's why I can give holy praise. That's why I can open my mind and my eyes. I can say, Lord, I'm looking unto you, which cometh my help. I thank you, Lord, for this day, because this is a glorious day. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to praise the Lord, whatever he brought you out. You need to give God the glory. If you're not saved, so you got a chance to be saved. Just repent of your sin and ask God. He will come in and wash you, clean you from all your past sin. He won't remember it no more. He said he'll fall in the sea of forgiveness. He won't remember what we did in the past. I thank God. He remembers now what's going on in our life. He remembers now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because we're praising God. He remembers us now because we've been brand new. Came brand new because of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus. He washed us and set us free. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to look no further. Jesus is the only one. Hallelujah. He'll turn you around. Hallelujah. You may be down, but he can bring you up. Hallelujah. You've been pressed down. Hallelujah. You've been persecuted on every side, Paul said. But God raised him up. Hallelujah. To be a preacher. To go and tell the people about, hallelujah, Jesus lives. He can save you. He can deliver you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Master. I'm just a mouthpiece. God told me, hallelujah, there will be many people, hallelujah, in the last days, hallelujah, will be magnifying his name. They will be praising him. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, spared their life. They spared a life because God said, hallelujah, I love you. I love you. I love you. This is what keeps me going because I know my God loved me. He loved me more than I love myself. I thank God, hallelujah, because my eyes is looking up to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, Jesus. Hallelujah today. God, I give you all praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. God, I give you honor. The glory due to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Psalm 121 says, hallelujah. Glory to the Messiah. Heal, heal it, Lord. Heal it in the land, thank God. Psalm 21, God, help come from the Lord. Oh, God, I thank the Lord for the for your people on this line today, God. I thank you, God. Jesus, they're looking and they're seeking you more and more, God. I believe in my heart, God. Hallelujah. Psalm 21 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. Hallelujah. We know our help comes from God. We know there's no other help. Without God, we can't do nothing. I thank God for his people today. I thank God for those that own the line. I thank God for you that's searching and want more of God, and want more of his word, who want to get close to him. Because he says you're drawing out of him. He's drawing out of you. God love us with an everlasting love. Everlasting love. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. And the help, my, in the second person, my help comes from the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. Our help, not just my help, your help, comes from the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. He created, everything was created and made was made by God. Hallelujah. We have a right to rejoice. We have a right to praise his holy name. We have a right, hallelujah, to give God his glory. Hallelujah. Praise and praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Be thankful. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We have to be thankful as we praise him. We have to be thankful in that God allow us to have another chance to give him glory, to look into the hill whence cometh our help. He allowed us to call on his name today. I just praise the Lord because he's good. He's good to his people. The second verse of Psalms 121, my help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not slumber thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And we are God's people. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shed upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the noon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Hallelujah. That is a prayer of praise of what God wants us to give him glory. Because he's the one preserving us, keeping us from the evil one. He's the one, hallelujah, allow us to see a brand new day. Well, truly, this is God's day, and we can boldly say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for bringing me out. Lord, I've been through a lot, but God, I know you're the same God bringing me through. Hallelujah. You're the same God that loved me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can magnify him. We can give him the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, God. You are so worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. And God, we are glad. We are glad about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy God. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Healing in the land. Healing in the land. God is healing. God is healing in the land. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Healing broken hearts today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And Psalms 1, first chapter, second verse. But his delight is in the law of the of the Lord, and his law do he meditate day and night. The law is the word of God. We meditate on him day and night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the third verse, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. And this tell you down here in the fourth verse, it said the ungodly is not so, but are like the chaff with the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And this is talking about the people in the world today. We know that the world is full of sin. We know there's all types of sin. People are doing it, and they're going about their business and don't think nothing of it. But God sees that heart. God sees your heart. He knows how to bring you out. The Lord knows the way of righteousness, but the way of God is your parents. And we know that we want our loved ones saved. And I know I want everyone to say that till the devil, he's a liar, you cannot have him. The blood of Jesus against you, these souls. But God said in his word, hallelujah, seed of Abraham seed. And if you the seed of Abraham seed, he said your seed shall be blessed and not cursed. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your loved ones. Hallelujah. Stay right where God can use you. Stay in the center of God's will. He will bring you out with his mighty hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. Without him, I know I wouldn't be where I'm is today. I probably wouldn't be alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to my shit. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Psalms 121 said, I lift up my eyes unto the hill. We look into Jesus. We looking unto Jesus. We not looking to the world, because the world don't have anything to offer us but trouble, chaos. You won't have peace and joy. But we look into our Savior that give us peace in the midst of everything going around. We look into Jesus because he is the author and the finish of our faith. We cannot look back. We got to look to the Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to look to him. We got to trust him. We got to know that he's on our side. If we love the Lord with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, there is nothing God won't do for us. If you stay in his divine will, he will stay with you. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 23, hallelujah, and I just want to read Psalm 23. It says, praise the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, God, I thank you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's him. The Lord is your shepherd. He's the one lead and guide us. Our protection is under, he gives us protection. And like a shepherd, he watch over his sheep. And he don't let him scatter. God don't allow us to go outside where he's protecting us and covering us on his blood. We right there under his protection. Not things in the world. Hallelujah. We not under President Obama protection. We not under no type protection. We under not over the bishop protection. We not over the prophet protection. We not under our teacher's protection. We under protection of our Lord. The Lord is. He is our shepherd. We shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pasture. He leads us by the still water. He restores my soul. He leads in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, that comfort me. Thou prepares the table for us in the presence of thy enemy. The anointing my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Even when your enemies rise up, God will defeat every one of them. Hallelujah. Because you are anointed and covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The oil cup is running over continually, running over. God's blessing continues. He's blessing you, blessing you. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dwell in the house of the Lord. That means he's dwelling in you, inside your inner man. We go to the words of the Lord, and don't get me wrong, in the church house, but that ain't where he's dwelling. He want to dwell inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The resident. This word Jesus lives. It's a resident. He want to abide there. He want to stay there. Hallelujah. This is our resident. This is where we live. This is where God dwells. Hallelujah. And he says, Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We are living, hallelujah, in this world, true enough, but we are dwelling in God, his secret place. Our secret place is in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for his word. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us. We got to be thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't let go of God's hand. We can't let go of his hand. Hallelujah. Because we don't want to be lost. We don't want to be lost. We want to keep looking to the healed. We want to keep looking at Jesus because he is our help. In the time of trouble, he's right there. Hallelujah. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to the Lord. Get out of the sick no more. Call on him every day. Get out of he wants to hear from you. Give him glory. Give him praise. Hallelujah. And trust the Lord to bring you out of the situation. Trust him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's nobody on this earth can bring you out but Jesus Christ. Nobody can bring you out your troubles, your heartaches, your pain, your sickness, whatever it is. God can bring you out. He will bring you out. Hallelujah. You trust him. You give him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. He wants to do more for you. He wants to bring you closer to him. He wants to be that. He wants to be your God. God, our God. He wants to, fellowship with you. He wants to sup with you. He wants to bear your burdens. He wants to go have that fellowship, that close relationship. You know, as a family, we have loved ones. And some of our loved ones not close to us. I can speak for that. But I know a friend stick closer than a brother. Hallelujah! In his name is Jesus Christ. You stay close to God and you stand in his divine will. You will see the power of God working in the midst of trouble. Hallelujah! I've seen the mighty hand work in my life. I've seen how God turned things around. Hallelujah, but the enemy for good, he turned around for my good. I've seen prosperity come in my hand. Oh, I've seen the favor of God all on my own my life. Hallelujah. I've seen God work out situation I couldn't work out. I put it in God's hand. Just put it in God's hand and trust him. He will surely turn things around for you. But you got to love him. You got to be in his will. You got to be the one God chose. He says, many are called, but few are chosen. You want to be chosen of God. You want to be pleasing the Lord. It's all right to give the man of God, you know, thank God for your pastor, thank God for your leader. Thank God for God, you know, that he brought the word. But yet and still, when the word comes forth, let it be a part of you. Because what the word is, it's our holy word. His word won't fail. So we get the word, study the word, pray in the morning, give God strength every time. When you seem like there's no way out, just call on the name of Jesus. And you tell God, you say, God, if I live for you. You say, God, if I steal your divine will, God, there you will come and rescue me from my worries, from my problems. God will open a door. He will open a door that no man can open. No man can close. A spiritual door, a financial door, whatever door it is, God will open. Just keep trusting him. Keep leaning on his holy name. Don't look back. Keep praising the Lord. Keep trusting him. Keep living for him. Hallelujah. Surrender all. Surrender all to the Lord. Surrender your will. Surrender. Give, give it to God. Hallelujah. He will truly bring you out. He will truly, hallelujah, take care of you. He will. He will. He won't never leave you nor forsake you. So keep your hand in the master hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because without him, the Bible said we can't do nothing without him. We're helpless without the Lord. I know the Lord didn't touch me with a touch of love this morning. I wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. Because I love the Lord. Because my work ain't finished on this earth. Because, hallelujah, my Sasha, I live a holy life. Because there's more souls God want to reach through my life. Hallelujah. I can give him glory. I'm not ashamed to praise the Lord. I'm not ashamed to magnify him. I'm not ashamed to lift my hand to him. Hallelujah. My life belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. He takes full control of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless you, Lord. I bless your holy name. Hallelujah. That there is not like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Even you bless the Lord. Have a song in your heart. Get up in the morning and praise the Lord with a song. He wanna hear you praising him. He wanna see you. He wanna, hallelujah, encounter you. He wanna fellowship with you. Hallelujah. He wants love on you. Hallelujah. Just give him praise. Hallelujah. Psalm 140 say, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praise around you, our God, for it is present. Praise is commonly. Hallelujah. That's what we do. It's right in God's eyesight. Hallelujah. We praise him in the bad time. We praise him in the good time. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, I praise you today. I give you glory, God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 149, the hymn of praise. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, his praise in the congregation of the saints. When you walk in the sanctuary, you should praise you already in your mouth when you leave home. Hallelujah. Don't wait till you get to the sanctuary. Hallelujah. And the praises of the Lord. Hallelujah. It would just come out of your belly. It would flow like a river. Hallelujah. The praises of the Lord. Oh, my feet, God. Ho, 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 ho. The praises of God. Yeah. It would come out of your belly. Out of your belly to flow rivers of living water. And that living water, hallelujah, is Jesus. Hallelujah, in your spirit. The Holy Ghost, right? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. You give him glory when you praise him. When you magnify him. When you give him God on my side. Oh, Lord, on my side. Due to his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord, on my side. Thank you, Lord, on my side. Jesus, yes, Jesus, I hear you, Lord. Hear you, Lord. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Bring your people closer, God. You dream of bringing them closer to you, God. Yes, Lord, Jesus. They want all of them, they want joy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, they want a deeper depth in you, Lord. I know, God, these people, hallelujah, searching for more of you, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for your holy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 149:6. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The highest praise. Give God the highest praise today. Hallelujah. And hold on to God. God is soon to come. We want to be praising him, hallelujah, in the day, in the morning, in the midnight hour, whatever time you're up, give him some praise, thanking where he brought you from, thanking he brought you out of sin and shame, thanking for a new day, Thank you for clothes on your back. Thank you food he prepared for you. Thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just on holiday, but every day. Hallelujah. Because every day is God's day. Hallelujah. We give God the glory and honor and a praise. I praise God. And I thank everyone that came on this line. I want to apologize again. I had difficulty getting on, but God, to God be the glory. I think God is pleased today. I'm going to say an ending prayer, and I'm getting off the broadcast. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. You said your word will go on board and compass where you send it to. Oh, God, Jesus, just wrap your hand around everyone that hears this word. Wrap them up, God. Oh, God, bring them so close to you, God. Hallelujah. Let them feel your presence, God. Let them know, God, you with them, God. Whatever they do, whatever they be, God. God, I ask you, Lord, let your shield of protection, your blood protect them, God. Cover them. Go on in and cover them out. Cover them, Lord. Jesus, wherever they go, Lord, you with them. God, you say you won't leave them nor forsake them. You be with them, God, to the end of the world. Praise God. And God, I thank you. I can't thank you enough, God. If I had 10,000 hands, I couldn't praise you enough. 10,000 mouths, I couldn't praise you, Lord. I couldn't give you more. I couldn't. I'm about so much you've done for me. I can't tell it all. Hallelujah. But God, I thank you. Hallelujah. All the glory and honor belongs to you, God. I give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Evangelist Bernard, she'll be on tomorrow. Hallelujah. And I was just standing in her stead today. Hallelujah. Give a word to God's people. Hallelujah. And God forever keep you and bless you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for allowing this time. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for calling you in the ministry. And, Lord, I thank you for everything you do. Pray that God bless you in everything you do. It's for his glory. And I thank you, because I just had problem coming on, but God came in, and he opened up this door to give him more glory, give him praise to him. And just to renew the mind of the people. And I thank God for all things. And I didn't come on to say that I was losing time. That's why I didn't say your name right off the top, because I didn't know where I was going to even get in once in a while. But God knows all things. And I do appreciate you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because you, I've been knowing you a while, and I know that God uses you through the word, and you be blessed, and keep on, and don't let go of his hand. Hallelujah.